Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're starting.
Can't hear me.
Khan, all praise. You know, stay encouraged, Ashala. It's only temporary. All right. The curses are almost. This project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up on these conditions. We ain't gonna be on these curses. You just gotta hold on. Sing to him, brother.
GMOs corrupting my children. No more of your higher living skyscraper buildings. No more of your tyranny ways. No more inventing AIDS. No more gainsayers whenever we speak for gain's sake. No more smiles that's fake. No more handshakes. No more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face. No more of these blackface painted by the sons of Satan. The devil that the Bible speaks
no
of.
No misinterpretation.
No more coonery, no more fookery. No more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken. No more God bless America. My middle finger up to the chump trunk while I stand here in hysterica. No more Hellenistic Gentile living. No more voting in this wicked ass system. No love is what they get to. So one day, the prophecies of the children, Yasha'Allah, will be fulfilled. And we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these Asian niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that snake shit real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed the children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak?
No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath? Man, get gone. Cause it's universal, this is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name. So we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'Allah, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel. See, after this, we're going to be all winning. All in it. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all in it.
Every man, woman, and child, go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sons coming in. It'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out the order. Sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs. This heart pumped through the blood. The first people of the earth, same color as the mud.
You crack the lights with your teeth, so your people's the bottom feeders, and we see you. No more white lies, no more white heights, no more white
Easter.
No more whitewashing my black mind with a white
Jesus.
No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses in plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be no more curses.
No more curses. More curses.
And this is a reason to celebrate, Yasha'Allah. One day these conditions will be over. There'll be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. Because we will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. Hamashiach Yahawashah. He said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we will be delivered from this captivity. When?
All right, all right, all right, all right.
All right, well, welcome to another
episode, a special episode that we have going on with Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talk. Today is a first of many unprecedented historical things that's going on. We're finally getting a kids class put together here for Blog Talk. Let's give the Most High a hand for that. Everybody give a hand for the Most High. All right, all right, all right, all right. So what we're doing today, as you know, that Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, tells us, gather yourselves together, yeah, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day pass at the shaft, before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you. And as we're in the midst of this coronavirus, this is something that should have been in the works, not only just because of the coronavirus, but going back years, a platform where how the kids get taught. We know that Proverbs 22:6 tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets older, he should not depart. And it is my particular pleasure and my particular honor to bring this class to y'all. This isn't a first as far as this is our first time teaching our kids. And with the sister, that's going to be doing this today, this sister's been honed it down. The whole camp knows her as Amma. And knows her husband, Thawam, as Abba. And we know that in Hebrew, the word Amma does mean mother, but it also stands for auntie. All right? And that, the word Abba not only does it stand for father, but also stands for uncle. And if anybody that's been in Israel, who's had a child, that's been in San Antonio, we got to go back to Miami, but if I'll just start from San Antonio. Most likely, your kids have spent some time. If you've been with the Sword of Truth, your kids have spent time with this woman and her husband and her children. Now, that's just how it is. And everybody calls them Amma and Abba. Okay. Even I, you know, when I'm referring to Thawam, I'm like, okay, what would Abba say? And he's not my uncle, but but that's the type of role that they have taken. And they've really taken a care. And I'm not saying they're the only ones. Let me go ahead and throw that disclaimer out. They're not the only ones, okay? But this sister really has dedicated her life and her, how do I say? She likes to make sure that there's awareness brought to what's being done for the kids. Maybe it's because she's from Miami. Maybe because she's from Little Haiti, 54th Street, was that 7th Ave? Pork and bean projects right around the corner with a Trick Daddy in them. And we know Trick love kids. Maybe this is infectious that way. All right? Maybe that's what's going on. But what we'd like to share with everybody with this class, this sister teaches class damn every day anyway. All right? This sister, I shouldn't be cussing because it's a kids class. This sister teaches class, and she always has been involved and wanted to have her kids around. All of our kids around something Hebrew, around something Israelite, and it's been through facts. It's been through actually going through it that when she gives kids something Hebrew first, before they start their schoolwork, they start the school day, that there's something spiritual there, and that it really helps get the kids' minds open. And at first, they learn about themselves, they learn about the Most High, and then they're ready to go ahead now to take on and deal with society's rules or school education or whatever it might be. So without further ado, forgive me if the audio and everything is going in and out. And I'm going to need some feedback. I'm going to need some testing feedback to let me know how the sound is coming across, because I'm trying to set the microphone back up. We're actually here at Thawam Mardai's Bayat at their house. Okay. So if I can get some feedback through text or what have you, how the sound is coming across, how, what's going on. Sound is great from our Kai. All right, cool. So without further ado, I'm gonna hand it over to Wardaya, and we're gonna go and get into this. But anything you wanna say, anything that you need to bring out, introduce, whatever, my sister, it's yours.
Shalom, shalom, fam. Welcome, my Yashala, little Israel. We gonna do it. And what I like to do is, since it's fresh and new, the one Mashaba, he's on the spot. He knows the system too well. But I was hoping and praying that this journey for the children do continue, and we do add. And like Mashaba says, we're welcome for feedback. Feel free to bring it. So with everybody,
I'm sorry, and I gotta do my Mashaba thing. It wouldn't be right if I didn't interject. The title of the class, I forgot about all that part. The title of our Sunday classes is Little Israel, Ma'at Yasha'Allah. And when we do the Hebrew, that's what Ma'at Yasha'Allah stands for, Little Israel.
Okay.
And again, this is our first time on Blog Talk doing this, but as anybody who's been around the San Antonio camp knows for years, from the daycares that we've actually put together, the commercial daycares that we have put together, it's always been called Little Israel. It's always been called Ma'at Yasha'Allah. Matter of fact, the first, it was my M.Y.
Yes.
Israel.
Israel.
Right? And where people wanted to read in English, might have thought it said My Israel. Was it My Israel?
No. My. M.I.
It was M.Y. But it was M.
Yes.
Dot. Because it was an abbreviation for My.
Yes. Why?
And then it said Y. Dot for Yasha'Allah. Oh. But it said My. Oh, man.
My Israel.
I think it was My Israel.
My Israel.
All right, and this is going back to when, wow, how many years ago was that?
Because that was
21. Wow. Yeah, because Baja was, it was Baja Zani. They weren't even in preschool yet. Lasagna.
Yeah.
Eliashai,
Kaban,
Char, Shasha, and that's when all the way back to when we had the first started the daycare even over at Hillcrest. Wow. So this is something that's been in the works for a long time, and the name of the class on Sundays, and we are going to keep this going, is Ma'at Yasha'Allah. And even for the basketball teams and the sports teams, that we put together with from Coach Tazapa, Coach Labaya, going all the way back to even Warner Iyer, when we first was doing the first football teams, right, going all the way back, that it's been Ma'at Yasha'Allah. And one thing we are going to get into is for the sports teams, when we have our kids connected together, we have our kids all together, we go through the Little Israel prayer. All right, we go through Little Israel. So we're not going to do that probably right now. I'm trying to go ahead and hand this over to Mara Dyer. But the name of the Sunday classes, and it's going to be Sundays at 12 p.m. No, 12 noon. All right, Sundays at 12 noon, which is 12 p.m. Sundays 12 noon, and we want to keep this going. We want to really keep this going. But the Sister Mara Dyer is doing classes every morning. All right, so if you would like more information or would like your kids to participate more, this is not just a once a week thing. That is done. That it is on Blog Talk though, because of scheduling. On Blog Talk, it's only once a week. But the sister does something that almost every day of the week with the kids, something Hebrew, something energetic, and in a great learning environment. Okay, so please, with that, now I'm gonna give it back, and I'm gonna try my just like in Tuss Pause classes or anybody else. I'm gonna try to hold my mule. I'm going to try to hold my tongue and let the sister do her thing without making it too nervous or anything like that. Just do what you do, Bardai. Just do what you do.
All right. I'm about to do a Mashaba. Anyways, I'm about to do what we do. We're going to start off by Israel, and y'all can do this at home too. I'm going to go from youngest to oldest. All right? You're going to tell me your name, and you're going to tell me what you like. So I'm going to give an example, okay? Hey, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. My name is Amma. Yes, and I like to eat, I think.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Uriah.
Uh-huh. And I like
Introduce yourself. Hey. Introduce yourself.
My name is Rockamaya.
Hey.
I like ballet.
She likes ballet.
Hey. Introduce yourself. Hey.
Hey, he likes basketball.
Introduce yourself. Hey, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kaya.
Hey.
And I met my brothers.
Hey. Introduce yourself. Hey. Introduce yourself.
My name is
Yashima. Hey.
And he likes music.
Hey. Introduce yourself. Hey. Introduce yourself. My name is Shaba. My name is Mashaba, and I like to teach.
Introduce yourself.
All right, yay.
Come on, girl. Where you at?
Yahweh Shema. Hebrew Israelites, but y'all looking mighty comfortable. Rockamiah, Kaya, Yashamar, Avon, bringing it down. Y'all looking comfortable. We got to get up and get, yes. Everybody at home, too, get up. Because we've probably been home watching the YouTube and playing the games. Like Shreiber said, the Netflix. You know, the shows are a big thing. Right? All American, right? But let's get up. Let's get our bumps on. Let's get ready to take that up. Come on. We got to get our bumps on. Got to wait.
Come on, show it.
So, let's get stand up. All right. Y'all are familiar with this one, so I'm going to sing it. I want y'all to see. This is called See If We Know How to Follow Directions. A lot of things is going to be, can we follow directions? Can we do what we're told and follow directions? All right? Ready? There once was a troll who died in a bridge. He wouldn't let it pass until he did what he said. His special request, this exercise does something like this. Stand up, turn around, sit down. Stand up, stand up, sit down, sit down. Stand up, stand up, turn around, and now sit down. Stand up, turn around, sit down. Faster, stand up, sit down, stand up. Turn around and now sit down, turn around, sit down, faster, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, turn around, sit down, turn around, so show, show, see, no following direction. Rock the mic, what you rock? Stand up, sit down, stand up, turn around, and now sit down, stand up, turn around, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up.
Just so everybody, everybody can't see what's going on. So right now, the kids and families, everybody, we're about to do jumping jacks. All right? So everybody, you know, get the kids standing up. And we're about to go into jumping jacks. I know you can't see the visual. That this year would be, I know during the week when they had the Zoom going, and everybody can see one another, it's electric. All right? It's electric in here right now. But realize we're on Blog Talk Radio. It's the radio show right now. I got to slow down just a touch, and we're going to describe what's going on. So right now, the kids are about to go through jumping jacks, and they're going to count in Hebrew,
Spanish,
Creole,
and English.
And last English. All right, so again, so we're doing jumping jacks, and I believe Ivan is going to start us off with Hebrew.
Start us off with the jumping jacks. Then I'll say what the next thing is.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask, are y'all ready? We say con, which means?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, when I say, are you ready? You say con, which means?
Yes.
Con means?
Yes.
Con means?
Yes.
Con means?
Yes.
All right. Maya, Maya, Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Con.
Maya, Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Con.
All right. Let's have a bun started. Jumping jack. Let's go.
Ka,
a ka,
nya,
shanya,
la,
shalash,
vai,
arai,
ma, kamash,
Are you ready for that Spanish? Next, we have our squad. Ready? Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready? Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready? Ma'ay, are you ready?
Good.
All right. I like your flow. All right, let's go. Squat, bring it in Spanish. Let's go. Repeat. I'm sorry. I didn't say it earlier, but just repeat after the person that's saying it. Okay? So
give an example.
Uno.
Uno. That's an example. So once you say it, we repeat. All right? We're repeating. Remember, it's about following directions. Can you be obedient? Let's go. Rakamaya.
Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez. All right. Now, y'all still got some more to go. We're going to take it in Creole. Shariah got the first round of Creole. No, we got knee up, all the way up. All right. Knee up, all the way up. All right.
Yeah.
Knee up, all the way up. All right. Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Yes.
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Go!
Sure. All right, that was pretty good. I think y'all still got it. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what we're going to do next?
No, not push up.
Guess what we're going to do? Nope. We're going to be running.
Yes!
Make room.
Running in here!
No, Bonnie.
Try back up. Back up.
Mountain climbers over there. It's mountain climbers.
Oh, that's easy.
Mountain climbers. There you go, Bonnie. Bonnie said it was easy. So if a Bonnie's saying it's easy, we got this. It's in English, too. All right. Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come.
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come.
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come.
All right. Mountain climbers. Take it, Idar.
What?
One,
two,
three,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
ten. Popped off. Good job. Good job. How y'all feeling?
Good.
How y'all feeling?
Tawab.
Tawab. Tawab means good. Tawab means good.
Tawab
means good. Tawab means
good.
Tawab means
good.
You say good?
Tawab.
Tawab. So y'all feeling? Awesome. I like the sound of that. All right. Now, before we go, let's go ahead and stretch. Go ahead and stretch. Next time we'll have a little bit more stretches to do. Now, let's go. Left arm. We're going to left arm. I'm sorry. Right over left. Okay, we're stretching. Back to the top. Now, your out. Going to bring it in Hebrew.
Right, and this stretch here is taking the right arm, and it's going across the chest. You lift the arm straight up first, shoulder length high, the height of your chest, and then you're taking it across your body.
This.
And you're stretching your shoulders out.
This.
Stretch your shoulders out, and you're taking your left hand,
or
this arm, and you're pulling it behind the elbow, so you get that good stretch going. Get that good stretch in the right shoulder.
Yeah.
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come!
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come!
Ma'ay, are you ready?
Come!
All right. Yeah, I'll take it.
Akkad.
Akkad.
Shaya.
Shaya.
Shalash.
Shalash.
Arbat.
Arbat.
Shamash.
Shamash.
Shasha.
Shasha.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Shamuana.
Shamuana.
Lashai.
Lashai.
Ashura.
Ashura. Same thing, but let us switch. Bring it across. Bunny, are you ready?
Cry.
Okay. Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come.
Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
Come.
All right, let's bring it upon and count.
Akkad.
Akkad.
Shanya.
Shanya.
Shalash.
Shalash.
Shabbat.
Arbat.
Lak.
Kamash.
Shah.
Shasha.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Mun.
Shumwana.
Shai.
Shai.
Shura.
Bring it on back. Bring it on back. Ma'ay Yasha Allah, are you ready?
All right, so now we're doing put your arm straight up like you raise your hand in class. Then you're going to bend your hand behind your neck.
And you see your elbow is looking straight up, and you're grabbing your right shoulder with your right hand behind you. So that your elbow is sticking straight up by your ear. Then you're going to take your left hand, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And you're going to pull it over, and you're going to pull your elbow back towards your back.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's counting?
All right, we got Shariah supposed to go in Creole. Let's rock a mind, sorry, Spanish.
Hey,
uno. That way.
Get off the couch.
Rock a mind. Come on, girl.
Get off
come
the
on.
Couch.
Look up. Don't hold the couch up, people.
Uno.
We got this.
Uno.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Seis.
Diez.
Siete.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Diez.
Switch it on around, Shariah Creole.
So now your left hand should go up in the air. So now left hand should be in the air, and your elbow's right by your ear.
Ah!
You're gonna drop your hand behind you, so that your elbow still sticking straight up to the air, straight up, going straight up to the Most High. And then you're gonna reach your right hand over, grab the top of your elbow, and you're gonna pull it back and get that stretch going, like a tricep stretch for the back of your arm stretch. Okay, who's counting?
Okay, Shariah and Creole.
And.
All right, now let's shake it. Shake it, let loose. Let it go. Let it go. Shake loose like a wild person. Shake it, let it go. Don't shake the earth, Mom.
No, just
all right. One more last stretch.
Okay.
Let's grab our right leg like a flamingo. We're stretching it like a flamingo. Hold on to the wall. If not, pick an object. Look at it. The object that's not moving. Then focus on that. Ma'ayat Yasha'Allah, are you ready? Ma'ayat Yasha'Allah, are you ready? All right, let's take it back to the top. Wait, no, I don't. Give me some English. Go ahead. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now end it.
And it's the flamingo stretch in that. It's the thigh stretch. You're stretching your thigh. So where you're picking your foot up and grabbing with your hands, but your knee pointing straight down to the ground. The knee is pointing straight down to the ground, so it's a thigh stretch. Okay? Who's counting?
We got it back to Hebrew, Ya'ayo.
A cut, a shot, 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 a shot
And let it out.
And as we're breathing in, our hands are being lifted to the sky. Breathing in to the sky, breathing all in. Hold your hands up at the top for a second. And like you're squeezing a big balloon.
Yes.
Just blow the air out. Blow the air out. As you lower your arms, slowly. Down to the bottom.
No, you. I figured you'd be back there. I'm doing this. I know you too well. I need your soul. And then bring it out. Relax. Use this time at home and here to get some water.
Agua.
Glow. We are going into another fun part.
Glow.
B-L-E. Water. Mayam. Mayam is water. Glow. Agua. Water.
And you didn't wash it? Water.
I got it. And Mark Maya. Just even going out, listen. Water. He's drinking it.
Mayam.
Mayam.
Mayam. Agua. Mayam. Agua. Mayam. Agua.
Okay, so at this time, the kids taking a small water break, right? You know, got some relaxation going on. You know, ease the mind a little bit as we get ready to go into the next part of the class. Okay, and that's going to be the Bible part, right? The scripture part. So I hope everybody's enjoying the class so far. I hope you're joining us through the live stream. And again, the live stream, you can call in at 646-668-2568 to be able to call in live through the phone, or you can go through the internet. If you have a smartphone, tablet, laptop, desktop, go to www.blogtalkradio. That's blogtalkradio, blogtalkradio.com. If you go / Mashaba, MASHAHBA, that's another way to join us live right now through the internet, so that in case your phone company does do a conference call charge, one way to get around that is you can log on through the internet. And we're trying to send the text out, the information out, that you can either call in or click the link for each show that we have going on. And let me go ahead and announce our schedule that we are putting together now. Sundays, being the first day of the week, is the kids' class, right? The Ma'at Yasha'Allah. And that's going to be every Sunday, starting at 12 noon Texas time. All right. On Mondays, I'm still waiting for the teacher to confirm Mondays. So right now we don't have any class on Mondays, but then on Tuesdays, you know, we have current events with Brother Minister Priest Tazapa. I know he's going to get me for that, but yeah, Tazapa does have current events on Tuesdays, and again, that's starting at 10 a.m. Texas time. All right, and then on Wednesdays, we're blessed to hear from the brother teacher, Brother Nagaya. And that's every Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. Texas time. Then on Thursdays, you have myself coming in with my babble, or whatever you want to call it. That's every Thursday. And then we have basic Bible breakdowns every Friday with Bonabon and some of the young men. As far as Shar, Kaban, Ibaja, Aizan, and we're trying to get that with the young men, our tween somethings to our 20 somethings, that they get a chance to read and participate on Friday afternoons or Friday mornings as we go through basic Bible breakdowns. Then on Saturdays, we invite everybody either to log on with Brother Warner Iyer on the Zoom, as he does the Sabbath class readings, the Torah readings, or to connect with Kazakia and Kwartazab on YouTube as they do the Torah readings on YouTube, if you want to go and get that visual. So this is the schedule that we're trying to establish, and we want to go ahead and we're going to push for. We know that Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1, it says that when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. That as this is the schedule we want to establish, we know there's going to be officers going to come that's going to try and stop that, try and disrupt that. But like Christ also told us, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So we're going to endure to go ahead and get this schedule established and keep this going. All right, that this is able to awaken and touch everybody. What I'm looking for is a Monday commitment of somebody who would like to teach like a health class, and that would include like recipes, scriptures, a health aspect, for Israel on Mondays. That's what I'm looking to establish, but I'm looking for any teacher where we go and get these type of things set up. Matter of fact, this coming Thursday, we have the brother Bayal Safar. He's going to be dropping a class this Thursday on the split of the kingdom. And true to his name, being Bayal Safar, meaning house of books, he's going to be opening up part of his library and showing and proving not only the scriptures, but the archaeological and historical proof about how the 12 tribes came here to the Americas. And that's going to be this Thursday, as a matter of fact. All right. So with that, as we get back to the kids' class today, the Lamont Yashallah, I hope everybody's enjoying the class so far. And we do want to hear some feedback, some input, or what have you. But I'm going to give it back to Sister Waradiah, as the kids have gotten their Bibles. In case your kids at home have not done it, go ahead and have them get their Bibles, including the Apocryphas, notebooks. As we start going through this next part of the class, is a little Bible session. So my Sister Waradiah.
The topic we're going to go over is one, how special you are and you're chosen. Believe it or not, y'all are picked. And we have some spelling words for the week. For the children, like school, you have spelling words. We have spelling words. And knowing that not just to know how to spell it, what does it mean? So we have Ya'alon definitions. The readers are Kaya, Ya'ayo, Kaya, Yashima, and Idor. Abani is going to tell us where we're going out in the books. Rachamaya and Shariah will be telling us what the words are. So as we go, we'll start with the words. Shariah, what is the first word?
Holy.
Rachamaya, what's the second word?
Chosen.
Chosen.
Special.
Special.
Peculiar.
Peculiar. So the words for the week is what? Everyone is what?
Holy, chosen,
special, and
peculiar.
All right, Shariah, spell out holy.
H-O-L-Y.
Holy is H-O-L-Y. Rachamaya, say the word and spell it out.
Chosen. C-H-O-S-E-N.
Chosen. Shariah.
Special.
S-P-E-C-I-L-A. I-A-L. Special. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. All right? Special. And Rachamaya, last word, last spelling words we have is what?
Peculiar. P-E-C-U-L-A-I-A-R.
That is peculiar. We get to know what the definitions are so we can get a better understanding of why of these words. Why are we using these words? Okay. About where are we going to go at in the Bible?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
So it's the first scripture is going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Got it.
Okay. And Kaya is going to be the first one to read Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7, verse 6.
So as we're giving everybody a chance to look it up at home. We are going to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. And just one more time, I'd like for the class to announce or to read again the words for the week together. And so it's loud and clear together. So what are the words for the week?
Holy, chosen, special, peculiar.
All right, so these are going to be the words, the vocabulary words that we'd like the kids working on for this next week. That they might understand about being holy, chosen, special, and peculiar. All right, and if you go, the scriptures that go with this, as we're trying to give everybody a chance at home to help your child get the scripture, we're going Kaya. Yes, sir. Real loud, also, sir.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
So we're going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. Matter of fact, question. The books of the Bible, who knows the books of the Bible? Let me hear it.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Leviticus, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
All right, good, good, good. That was nice. So we're going to, right now, we're going to end the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. And the brother Chaya is going to read that for us.
Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord, thy power. The Lord thy power hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Okay, so read the first verse, Chaya.
For thou art an holy people.
Uh-oh. Here go that word holy.
Holy.
There you go. Yeah, I'll give us the definition of what holy means. So thou means you. You are a holy people, right? So what's the definition?
Right. Holy. Set apart for the service of God or Yahweh. Worthy.
You're set apart. That means, wow, set apart means what? You're
right.
Separated,
right?
You're different. That's something like, wow, you're different. You're weird. You're awkward. Really? Wow. No milk, no meat, dip. You don't do this. Wow, you're weird. But that's holy. You're set apart for the service of the Most High. And you're worthy. That means you're worth it. Rekaya?
For thou art an holy people, unto the Lord thy power.
I'm sorry, it's scriptures. So, God wants the Israelites to be what?
Holy.
Holy. And the word holy means what?
Set apart.
Set apart to who?
To the Lord.
To him, right?
Yeah.
So the things we do is special to him. No other people does these things. The things that we do, God wants to do these things, so that we are special, holy, or set apart for him. He doesn't want us to be like everybody else. He wants us to be separate. What is everybody's favorite video game? Let me say it like that.
Call of Duty, 2K, Rainbow Six.
2K, honey.
Why? Are those games special to you?
Huh.
Are those games set apart for you?
Yes.
Huh.
Maybe it's in sports. I know that we have a lot of athletes in the room today.
No.
What is your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Track.
Okay, I heard Chaya say basketball.
Gymnastics.
So
is
basketball set apart special for you?
Huh.
What about rugby?
Nah.
What about field hockey?
Nah.
So when it comes to Chaya, the thing that's set apart, the sport that's set apart for Chaya, the sport that is set aside that Chaya finds worthy of his attention, worthy of his basketball. So the Most High wants the Israelites to be set apart and to be worthy to himself. Did everybody understand that?
God.
That we do things that God thinks are special. Is the world going to think they're special?
No.
Is the world going to think it's worthy?
No.
No, they're not going to think it's worthy, but who thinks it's worthy?
The Most High.
The Most High thinks it's worthy. I just want to bring that part of our diet.
No, Kaya, nicely said, Taco Michelle. So, in being that it's what, Kaya? We are what?
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy power. The Lord thy power has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
So, he has done what? Were you a mistake?
No.
Ah.
Okay, he said what? He did what? What's the second word?
Chosen.
Right? Yeah, what is the definition of chosen?
Carefully selected. Chosen for a position, but not yet
installed. So, look at it like this. When, like Michelle was bringing out the game of the system, you ordered it, you've been waiting for it, mom finally got it. You can't wait to use it. So, it was picked for you, specially picked for you. That's how Yahushua feels about us. We were literally selected, carefully selected. We were picked. The way you look, you were picked that way. The families you were, picked to be with this family. Your hair, your face, your body, you were picked to be this way. Yahushua chose you. He selected you for a special position to install you to do his what? His
service.
To do his what?
Service.
So you were set apart, you're carefully picked, so you can do a service, so you can be what?
Worthy.
So you can be worthy. Sometimes we got all the different talents. Yeah, you know what? I'm a this and I'm a that, and I want to use that for the world. But your work doing it for Yahushua, for the Most High.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to be installed. Now you can't wait. I can't wait to. This is PS4, my phone. I can't wait to install and put what's needed. For y'all that have cell phones, you know, for y'all that have the game system, now it's installed. Now when you install it, you're going to what? You're going to use it. You're going to use it. And yeah, what's the second definition for chosen? Chosen for salvation.
Salvation through
divine
mercy.
So it wasn't just to be picked just to, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing all this work. No, it's for a purpose. It's for salvation. And later on, as the class is going, we're going to have a breakdown in what salvation is and how do we obtain it and keep it. Right? Okay, so chosen. Next scripture, on. Deuteronomy.
14, verse 2.
So the next block we're going to where? Deuteronomy 14. Verse 2, we just came from Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6 to show that we're set apart, we're chosen, we're going to be installed for the service of the Most High. By working for the Most High, you're worthy. You're worth it. You are important. You are important in the sense of how does your service work? Like, okay, if Shariah, if you said you want to be in gymnastics and all of a sudden they have you doing basketball, hey, I'm not, no, I wasn't made for this. I'm not doing no just, you don't fit in. You don't fit in. Okay, you in school, and, you know, you're told to eat something, you know, I'm not eating it. Just like, oh, wow, you act like you're important. Or you just feel awkward and weird when you try to sit here and do what other people are doing, and it just, it's not, it's like trying to put a triangle in a circle.
What?
Exactly. It don't fit. Exactly. A triangle has, like Shariah said, it has edges, right, Yvonne? A circle. Can you put that triangle in that circle?
That's three.
No. A triangle, that's what the Most High is showing you. You are important. You are worth it. Right, Idar? You are important. You are worth it. But with everything going on, we get distracted from that. So what does it say in Deuteronomy 14 and 2?
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. For thou art an holy people to the Most High, thy God.
What is another word for holy? Set apart? Worthy? Can you put the word worthy in there?
For thou art a worthy people to the Most High, thy God. And the Most High hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people to himself. Above all the nations that are upon the earth.
Oh my, say what? Wait a minute. Did he just say out of all the, how many nations are there? Y'all remember?
18.
How many nations are there?
18.
There's 18 nations. I know we know the nations, right?
Yes.
There's 18 nations. You talking about what?
India.
India.
Syria. Iraq.
7 there, right?
Yes.
Israel, not like the Israel with the stuff covered on the head. No. It's the one that you can tell how different we are because you'd be the first. Oh, wow, you're weird. You're different. Okay. Yeah, she goes. She's wearing a skirt. Oh, my God. You talk to you too manly, Kaya. You're doing too much. Dim it down. Why are you bothered that they're fighting? That's how we get down. All black people fight and punch and, you know, that's what you're on. You're African American. No, he said as Israel.
Yeah.
You are literally. You're what? Idar, read that again.
Chosen.
And he said something. You're worthy. You're
peculiar.
And he chose you above who? Above
special.
All the nations.
Special.
So 17 of those nations. Who knows how to do math? 18 minus. How much did we minus?
One.
But can well, you know, the Indians seem nice. You know, they cut their hair and then let us use it, and they read the Bible. They really read the Bible. Even the Chinese know the Bible. They read the Bible. Are they chosen though?
No.
You know, but you know that the Edomite, my neighbor, was very nice. That's my friend.
No.
Are they chosen? They're not chosen. He's being specific. I chose you. I chose you out of all the nations. I chose you to be a peculiar. What's the definition of peculiar, Yael?
Peculiar, different from the usual or normal.
So you're not normal, right? Ooh. We're not going to fit in, and that's okay because we're what?
We're special. We're holy.
We've been chosen. We're
peculiar,
and we're
special.
Those are what? What kind of words are that? Those. Maya, you know? Those are what?
Holy.
Holy is a what? Y'all remember? Action.
Verb.
Adjective, right? It describes who you are. You're not Rockamaya. Wow. She thinks she's all that. You're not Shariah, the mixed breed. You're not Idar. Oh, doing too much. You're not kind of always talking about this and that. Stop talking. No, you're what?
Holy.
You're what?
Chosen.
You're what?
Special.
You're what?
Peculiar.
All right. Now, I'm saying where, you know, y'all got to say I am because y'all are what? Israelites, right?
I am
what?
Holy.
I am what?
Chosen.
I am what?
Special.
I am peculiar. Good job, Shariah, which means I'm going to be unusual or not normal. What are some of the synonyms for peculiar?
Odd. Odd.
Yeah.
All right. Synonyms for peculiar. Odd.
Oh, you're odd.
Rare. Uncommon.
It's not common to this world. That's why, too, we're going to give you an example. Even our dress code. We're going to show how uncommon. So we're odd. We're different. What else, Yael?
Uncustomary.
It's not according to custom. The way things are made. We want custom made to be like the other nations. We want custom to made to be the NBA players, the NFL players, the doctors of this world. We want custom that we want made to be that way. If your mom or your dad makes you something, it's customly made for you. It's like I'm a size 2, but I'm trying to fit into a size that it's not going to work. Well, I'm bigger than the 2 people on the side, maybe 18. Big mom. But it's made. You're custom, so you're not going to be according to the customs, right, Shariah? So the things you eat, the things you celebrate, can y'all name some of the things that they normally do that we don't do? What are some of the holidays?
Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Valentine's
Day. How could you not do Valentine's
Day? Easter.
Valentine's. Really? The heart. The teddy bear. I love you.
April
Here go candy. And then April Fool, I could just trick you. I could just lie. And then, wow.
Yes, so I know you don't love me. I thought I was your girlfriend. What happened to my heart?
I put you in the spot.
Man put on woman's garment.
Madea? Big Mama? Dwayne Wade's son, you can't, no. That's la'a. But if he don't do it, la'a means no. When you do it, when you wear your skirt, you're odd. When you're wearing your pants with your jeans and you actually have it up and it's not sagging, you're odd. According to the custom of this world, to be special in this world, you do, men do dress like women. You got the man purse, the man bun. They're wearing dresses, the man skirt. What Kanye and some other rappers, right? They have the man skirt way back when. Where's
Young Jock.
Not Young Jock. Man's skirt. But that's a custom. We're supposed to look at that as odd and different because it's going against who?
No, it's not.
It's going against the Most High. So they became
unholy.
But y'all are what?
Holy.
I am.
Holy.
I'm
holy.
I am
chosen.
I'm here. I am
holy.
I am
holy.
I am
chosen.
I am
chosen.
I am
special.
I am
special.
I am
peculiar.
I am peculiar. And like I said, we do have a short time, but if y'all continue, we'll continue showing. You are gonna feel and be treated odd and different.
Sure.
Because you're peculiar. It's designed to make you want to go against the scriptures. So you're not worthy. So if I feel the need that I got to put some pants on, that's all for attention. That's all accustomed to the world. If I got to put on a dress, that's all for the world. It don't have anything to the person that chose me to be holy, chosen, special, and peculiar. Do we understand? And being chosen, you are special. You're special. You're a Hebrew Israelite. Hebrew, the language, Israelite is who you are. And we went over the 12 tribes, and we're going to go over that some more. As a reminder, and most of y'all know, what tribes y'all are, even the name. You have how do you say your name? How do you come up with that? What was Rapah telling me? Parah, what? How do you come? First of all, it's an R in Rapah. How do you come up with Parah? Calm down. Slow down. Rapah. That's easy. Shaya. No, calm down. Kaya. It's not Yaya. Well, we call you Quentin. Ain't nobody calling you Quentin. You ain't Yashamar. You Quentin. Where did Lil Q? Who did that? What? Aben. It's Abba. It's Aben. Okay. But it's okay. They do that to see, do you feel special? When those thoughts are coming and you want to, and there's nothing wrong with thoughts are going to come. People, you're going to have thoughts. It's going to come. This world is designed that way. But yeah. You come back and you talk about it.
Easy I
am. You bring it out.
World.
And you fight and you remind yourself, I am special, I'm holy, I'm chosen, I'm peculiar.
To who?
To who?
To
the Most High, Yahweh and Yahweh Shai, which is the Most High
and
Christ.
The angels.
And the angels. But he designed you to be special. So what are our words?
Holy,
holy, chosen, special.
I can't hear everybody.
Holy,
chosen, special,
killer.
All right. That's who we are. As Ma'ai Yasha Allah, little Israel, we're starting with those roots. And you will learn furthermore, because, and with that, understand, odd and uncut, y'all going to get bullied. Most of us have been bullied. Talked about.
All right.
You have people that you think would be close to you and have you back would tell you, girl, don't do that. And don't follow the crowd. Stand up for what you believe. Stand up for being worth something.
Sure.
Don't fall for everything.
Sure.
Right? In doing that, we get to help other Israelites that don't know, that need answers. Okay? Are we now? Let's get ready to clean up. We're going to do at home, if we had our Bibles, put out here. We have our Bibles out, the Apocrypha out. We're going to do the Nakwa Lama Ayo, which is clean up, Ma'ay Yasha Awa. Nakwa Lama Ayo, Ma'ay Yasha Awa. Nakwa Lama Ayo, Ma'ay Yasha Awa. Can we help me?
For those who are at home can't see what's going on right now, but the kids here are actually cleaning up the classroom, cleaning up the living room, organizing everything right now. And there's a song that goes to it, just like in English, there's the clean up everybody everywhere. Well, there's a Hebrew song for that, and that's what the kids are doing right now. So everybody, sign, let's see y'all sing this song.
Okay.
So
let's. Any further questions, family? Please feel free. Like Michelle announced earlier, you can give me a Yes or I call, hands down. Any of this, we got y'all. Any ideas? Like I said, those words are there. If you need the definitions or the definitions we worked on, that's fine. If not, if y'all need to get your definitions, I went to the Webster's for kids to make it a little bit easier so they can understand. And if they don't, you know, break it down for them. You know, spike their vocabulary and knowing and emphasizing to let them know, because this is the real times, the end times. These children are our future. They're really, it talks about in Revelation that they will make war with the remnant of the seed. You know, we are supposed to be training them up, you know, and not giving up. In this world, we're not perfect. We're just really practicing how to live right. However I can help, however yes or I can help, our number, feel free to call us, 210-975-9984, and yes or I, 210-965-9346. How about that? No bar, no bar.
Right. Got it down. And for any of the sisters, or what have you, you know, reach out. And this is for the kids. So with that, I'm going to ask the young man, Chaya, and everybody come together and we'll do the Psalms 133. Ma'ay Yasha Awa.
Oh, Psalms
133.
Chaya.
Oh, so hold on. What?
Unity.
Is it
Imagine? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can go bigger. Okay, come on. But what I was talking about is that after the sports, after we finish our practices, after we finish our games, we all go in and do what?
What's the one we say? Well, y'all say with Charles the Pop. Yeah, behold.
Oh, so do y'all get together like... Cool. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We did go a little bit over our time for our first one, but I think this was a success. I think this was very, very good, and we will definitely be continuing this good work. All right. So with that, and again, if you would like to give with Wardaya and the sisters as they continue these classes throughout the week, this is not just a once a week thing. Wardaya is doing this throughout the whole week. So if you'd like to get in touch for her with that. I believe that they got hooked up on Zoom right now to where the kids can see one another and it's a little bit more visual. Okay, but with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And with that, stay safe, stay blessed, and keep studying. And with that, we're going to say shalom.
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 Yeah, look at that time.